New Mexico has led the nation in drug overdose deaths for the past few decades. With rates around twice the national average, overdoses here account for more deaths than car accidents. But the state health department announced some good news this week. New Mexico's overdose rate has dropped to the lowest level since 2009. KUNM public health reporter Ed Williams has more.
Overdoses in New Mexico fell 16% between 2011 and 2013. That's the first time in over 20 years that overdoses have fallen 2 years in a row. Around 2006, opioid painkillers surpassed heroin as the lead cause of drug-related deaths, and health department officials say making the overdose-reversing drug naloxone widely available has helped stem the rate of fatal overdoses. New Mexico Health Department epidemiologist Mike Landon says a statewide prescription monitoring program has been able to keep people from getting opioid painkillers from multiple doctors and to keep doctors from overprescribing them.
This must be done very carefully. Many patients are being overprescribed opioids. So we have room to reduce the overall amount there. If a patient comes in with a sprained ankle, they don't need 2 months of prescription opioids. They just don't.
Landon said his department will be working with the State Board of Pharmacies to strengthen the prescription monitoring program, but he says it's a very important balancing act to make sure the drugs also remain available for patients who need them. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.